Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you because it's another big lie that was told to us that we're supposed to all go, oh, this is great news. So, the big retail sales lie has been fed to us, and we're supposed to celebrate it like it's a holiday. And before I get into it, please like, comment, subscribe. And today we have a sponsor of the Satellite Phone Store, which I will cover a little later. But first things first, guys, we get numbers every month on different things: employment, sales, unemployment, jobless claims, everything, inflation. Well, the latest one was the retail sales number for the month of May, and oh, they're going to exceed expectations. They're going to be up a staggering amount because people are out enjoying their lives and spending money like they've never spent money before. Since the invention of money, okay, which didn't happen. The retail sales number came out, and they were up only 0.1%, which I don't even believe that. But we're supposed to sit there and say, wow, this is kind of disappointing. Stock market doesn't care. I'm telling you could set fire to the building of the stock exchange and the stock market would still go up that day. So it would make no difference. There's nothing that is bad news anymore. Bad news is irrelevant when it comes to the stock market right now. But retail sales only going up 0.1% in May. Now, understand this. There's seasonal shopping in everything. There's holiday shopping at the end of the year, which drives up retail. And then you have a slowdown in the first quarter because everybody is going back to school, spending less money, and things like that. Spring, no more winter. And basically, we had kind of a light winter. Now, it's easy for me to say, living in sunny California, saying that, but we had kind of a light winter. You didn't have, 21 days of people getting shut in their house and things like that. So when spring was here, you normally have a bump in sales, and it didn't happen this year. If you get rid of auto sales and take them out of the list for retail sales, the numbers are down. If you get rid of gas and the way gas was handled this time, the numbers would be worse too. Because, yes, there was more money spent on gas, but not as much. It's ridiculous. But the one thing I want to point out, which was brought up by one of the networks, was for the month of April, one thing that has happened month after month after month is that they give us numbers and then they revise them. And they never get revised better because that would be something to celebrate. They get revised down the same day. Now, what they did this time was an absolute lie and an absolute trick on all of us that you shouldn't fall for. And what that is that these retail sales numbers were revised for April today. They gave them out the same time. So you're like, wait a second, what's all this data that we're getting at the same time? So headline, inflation, originally it was at 0%. Think about this. It's down 0.2%. If you exclude autos were down, 0.1%, they said last quarter. No, it was down 0.3%. Okay, three times as high. The control group that they had, they said was down 30%. It was down 50 points, 50 basis points, both from 3 to 5. It's just ridiculous. So people are not spending the money that they spent before, and they cannot spend the money that they spent before. They just do not have it right now. They don't have it. Fisker, which is one of the early EV car companies. And I didn't know that Mr. Fisker actually worked with Elon Musk, and he was one of the designers there. And then they had a huff and broke up like two schoolgirls that were trying to, date the same guy, and they were upset. And they've had a feud ever since, which is great. The tweets that Elon's sending now and everything that they're going back and forth with is kind of funny because Fisker, for the multiple time, has filed bankruptcy again. When I spoke with Alejandro in March, and Alejandro is, I'm telling you, he's a car guy. He knows the EV car market, and he called it. And he just said, they're just trying to hang on, Dan, to get money so that they don't, file bankruptcy again. And sure enough, they filed bankruptcy again. So who's going to survive? They're talking about trying to have a $20,000 Tesla car. If they did that, guys, it would be a game changer. You know that if they had a $20,000 EV, that would be the end all. The only problem with it is, Look at the Cybertruck, guys. How many years did it take to get the Cybertruck? They would get people, they'd get probably a million people that would sign up for a $20,000 EV, okay? So if they did that, how many people would sign up for it, but when would you get the car? Now the next thing is Arby's roast beef sandwiches. Whether you like Arby's or not, it's ridiculous, okay? There was the oldest and most popular Arby's on Sunset Boulevard in LA. And it has been open for 56 years and owned by the same family. Family members inherited it back and forth. The original woman that owned the place worked there into her 90s, okay? It closed yesterday, guys. It closed. And the reason for that is that it was making no money. Crime. And the biggest problem was the $20 an hour that they had to pay people to work there. Now, very iconic, all these LA DJs are talking about how, you know, what it meant to their family. I'm trying to think, God, have I ever eaten at that Arby's? And I have eaten at that Arby's driving through there. But open late. And now it's done, guys. Just like everything else. It's completely finished and having difficulty. But you're supposed to believe that everything is good right now. You're supposed to believe that the retail sales are good. And you know that they're not. You know that they're not. So, you know, let me know what you think about this stuff. We are not anywhere near the bottom yet. We're just not. And, you know, I think that we're going to see a lot more things. And the realization right now is that you have to get ready for what's coming, good and bad. Just don't waste money right now. Don't buy anything stupid. If you want to buy a big purchase, I'm telling you, research it. Wait. Look for used cars, look for used motorcycles, look for used boats, look for everything out there that you want to buy, because there's going to be somebody unloading this stuff for cash and for rent and for things like that. And oh, Dan, you're taking advantage of other people's misery. No, people go out and people do desperate bad things. You know, if people drink too much, people spend too much. It's basically a sickness, guys. There's no difference of some guy that's a booze hound or some guy that's a spend hound. Have you ever dated somebody that just couldn't stop spending? I have. Okay? Those are loads of fun. Okay? Let me know what you think about this so far. And share your thoughts on all this stuff. But what do you think about the retail sales lie that we're told again? Because you know it's bad. You see all the stores closing around the world right now. Okay? San Francisco's a ghost town because of the retail shop. You have cities that are done. Now, San Francisco is a mess because it's a, you know, post-apocalyptic, you know, another world of just doom and gloom. But it's a complete mess. Let me know what you think about this. Let's talk about our sponsor, Sat123. The satellite phone store is absolutely amazing, because they have all different types of satellite phones and GPS products. And if you go to danssatphone.com, use the link below, you can save yourself an absolute fortune. They have so many different types of phones, but a satellite phone does not rely on the cellular network. It can be used anywhere in the world when you have open sky. And you can get calls, you can take calls, you can call any phone. It even has voicemail to it. And I love this phone because, you know, regardless of wherever I'm at, going to do some traveling real soon this summer, the phone's going with me. It goes everywhere, wherever I travel. I have people that come up to me and say, hey, where's your satellite phone? And I show it to them in the car. And the advantage to this is that you can use it anywhere. Check it out today. They've got so many different plans available. But also, I want to show you a clip I made recently with one of the technical people over at Sat123. Check this out. And one thing that I wanted to do was I got the latest secure phone. I got the CM1, which is absolutely unbelievable. And Mike was showing me how to use it. And I'm like, Mike, you're the guy that's going to come on with me and tell people about this phone. So tell people about this phone, how secure it is. Yeah,
it's absolutely amazing. So it's the most private and most secure phone in America now. All your information is basically protected and encrypted, so you don't need to worry about hackers spying on you or anything like that.
Crypted end to end.
Yes.
And you were showing me how to use things, and like, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, getting text messages from people, and it's all secure. It's absolutely amazing. And again, phone123.com is where you want to go to get this. But think about this. We want to protect ourselves, guys. We don't know what's going on out there. You want to have a private conversation. Mm-hmm. Your phone's not secure. This is secure.
Exactly.
And this is absolutely amazing.
Exactly,
You can basically do FaceTiming. You can basically do texting. You can do phone calls. And it's absolutely secure, guys.
Yeah, and don't forget about the feature where your messages disappear.
Oh,
they just go away.
He showed me the coolest thing, that if you want to send somebody a message and you want it to be secure, you can program it and program the amount of time. And once the person reads the message, it is gone forever, and no one's going to be able to read that.
Exactly. Nothing is ever stored. Everything just on your phone, then whoosh, it's gone.
Amazing, guys. So go to phone123.com. Mm-hmm. Check this out today. And these are the same great people that brought us the satellite phones. But this is absolutely amazing. This is a game changer, and I'm so happy that I have this. Check it out today, guys. And thanks for coming out with me.
Anytime, Dan.
Now, every now and then, I do a video that just gets a huge response. And the one that had this happen lately was the video about the beneficiary where the man died and never changed his beneficiary from 1987. I got so many personal messages from people. I got hundreds of emails. I got so many messages on YouTube. But some that I wanted to mention to you guys is this. And this, I mean, I could go on for an hour about this. I could do a whole video on this. But, you know, Mary mentioned something, and that was in the video, the man that died, Mr. Rawlinson, he had an account that he never had a beneficiary on. Named a beneficiary in 1987 for his girlfriend. I'll leave the link for the video again so you guys can watch that. And never changed it. Stopped dating this girl 2 years later. And now here it is, 2015, and she's going to get $1 million from this guy. Crazy, right? Well, I said that this guy also had an account for $66,000 that he never named a beneficiary. And because he had no will, the money was stuck there in probate court. And Mary said, wait a second, you said $66,000 and I have $56,000 in the account, and realized that she had the wrong beneficiary on the account and went and changed that. Steven, wow, Dan, thanks. I went down and changed all mine as a result of this. Ava, this is my favorite one. She's like, oh, Dan, thank you so much, because I had 4 accounts with my ex-husband of over 10 years. Okay? Now, I'm not laughing, but think about this. Ava passes, and the ex-husband, oh, I knew she always loved me. I knew she'd leave me that money. You know what I mean? So you guys don't want this headache, you know, of somebody old in your life that you leave money to accidentally. Accidentally. I had 4 subscribers that scheduled appointments with HR. Oh my gosh, Dan, I needed to deal with this right away. I had no idea that I didn't change my beneficiary until you mentioned that story. It made me think about this. And then Jacob, the best one, was, I didn't sleep, Dan. I watch your videos every night and saw your video about this, and I didn't sleep that night, and I was the first one in line at the bank the next day. So I'm going to add this, guys. Every quarter when I do my reminders, my financial reminders, get yourself in shape, talk to your accountant, get your taxes in order, it's going to be get your beneficiaries in order. Because, again, on a bank account, whether you saw the video or not, you should check it out. You know, you can name a beneficiary. And I'm not giving you financial advice, inheritance advice. Talk to a lawyer or a financial planner about this before you do anything. But do not have an account that does not have a beneficiary name to it, because if you want ease of access when you die to have somebody get access to that, you know, to take care of your life, nobody intends on dying suddenly. You know, I had a girlfriend that dated in high school, okay? And grow up, you move away. She goes into banking. She ends up marrying a guy. And in 2015, he goes out on a hike on a Saturday and has a heart attack and dies. Horrible, 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 and never intended it. But She's never been the same since then. We reconnected since that time, and it still is with her, and it still haunts her. But thank God they had their finances in order, because when he passed, there was some ease to this thing. Okay? Now, nobody intends on going out on a hike on a Saturday and never coming back to their wife and kids. Okay? That's simple. But look at this, guys. Take this seriously. Because if you have $1,000 in the bank, wouldn't you want somebody to get that instead of having to go to probate court or going to the state that you live in and then you having to file a claim? What's that? 18 months later? Come on, guys. Come on. So watch that video, but also go down to your bank and check this out, because so many of you have done this. And I'm very grateful that you guys have reached out and shared those stories with me. And I could go on. I could share dozens more that people took action on. So good for you guys. Okay. Once again, I have so many subscribers that reach out on a regular basis. Dr. Marvin is always sending me great things. And think about this. A couple days ago, the Boston Celtics won the NBA championship. Whether you're into basketball or not is irrelevant. But one thing that happened that same day was the 911 system went down in Massachusetts for everybody. Hello, how do you call emergency services? And you know what happens whenever anybody wins, you know, a tiddlywink competition. There's riots. You know, people go crazy. Oh my gosh, bobsledding, we won. Let's riot. You know, and it's inevitable that the jamokes come out during that time. So, you know, what's going to happen? What would you do if you couldn't get a hold of 911? Get ready for this. Get ready for this, because I don't believe things are accidental at all. Now, this goes to crime. Here's something that's crazy. You know, Proposition 47 here in California makes it so that you could steal up to $950 of anything. And it's not a, you know, punishable crime. You just give you a ticket. Have a nice day. And Governor Hergel, Governor Newsom, who wants to be president so bad, and he's done such a great job here in this state, has come up with a stellar plan. I want you to hear this plan that's going to fix this for everybody. And that is that they're going to make it so that if you get charged with a crime, you can have a restraining order filed against you. I'm serious, guys. That's the answer. You're going to have a restraining order filed against you, so you that will be your deterrence. Now, these people are not getting jail time. They're not getting, any major fines or anything. They're not being prosecuted, but we're going to have a restraining order. So you can't go back to that establishment ever again. Hello. Hey, listen, that thief who robbed me 4 times, we got a restraining order against that guy. How insane is that? Do you just hear how stupid that sounds? Because it's that stupid, guys. It is. It's that stupid. Now, my buddy that I've known since I was 14 sent me this message. Hey, did you hear about one of President Biden's Secret Service agents got, you know, robbed at gunpoint? And I'm like, yeah, I heard about that. It's here in California. No, it was in our city. It was in Tustin. Okay? So in my city, in Tustin Fields, a, you know, Secret Service agent was robbed at gunpoint in a nice part of town. I don't know what he was doing in Tustin Fields, but read the story below. But hello, Secret Service agent gets robbed. Is that crazy, guys? Is that nuts? And guys, where does it end? Where do you get the crime? Where does it get solved? Where do we have to prosecute people. People have to be responsible. Be responsible for their debts. They have to be responsible for their children. They have to be responsible for everything. Everything. And be sent to jail if they've done something like this. So let me know, guys. Let me know. I'm going to finish this video with these last couple stories. But remember, if you couldn't get a hold of 911, wouldn't you be happy if you lived in Massachusetts and somebody was having a heart attack or something and needed to call somebody? That's what the satellite phone's for, guys. It's peace of mind. The minutes roll over. It's fantastic. I love this thing for that very reason. So it's funny. I had 2 people from Massachusetts reach out and say, hey, what's the website? So now you know. McDonald's, okay, to finish this video, is going to suspend its bot ordering system to save money on employees, because the bot, the Chinese bot system that they have, is not working very well. And it's doing things like putting bacon on ice cream and having people say, yeah, I want, you know, 2,200 chicken nuggets, and they're getting $200 bills for that, which I thought was funny. Okay. So here's the final story. Netflix is going to have a football game on Christmas Day, and they're going to be the sole broadcaster of it, but they're going to charge people like it's a Super Bowl. They're going to charge $5 million per ad for the Netflix commercials on Super Bowl Sunday. Is this appointment TV? Is that what we've come to? Is that you're going to have big days and we're going to turn to Netflix? You know, the big sporting event that was going to happen this summer was going to be Mike Tyson murdering Jake Paul. But Mike, being older, you know, he had a condition with his ulcer that flared up. And Jake's going to fight somebody that none of us care about now on Netflix. So the football game on Christmas Day. For those of you that watch football, I'm sure this will be a big deal, but none of us care, okay? But when you see those ads that we're going to be subjected to with your Netflix membership, it's going to be $5 million an ad. So please do not forget to hit the like button. Please do not forget to subscribe to the channel. You want to email me or tell me your beneficiary horror stories, reach out at hello@iallegedly.com, and I will see you guys very soon.